Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 25th of November, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, our focus of news will start off in the UK today, particularly for all the Apple people out there. Because according to the folks over at Mac Rumors, Apple has finally launched personal pickup in the UK. That's going to allow for in-store collection of an ordered item online, and then within an hour, you can go grab the thing. Now, of course, this ain't nothing new to the people on the other side of the pond. It actually launched in the US in 2011 and expanded to Australia and Canada after that. Now, personal pickup will allow orders for a Mac, an iPhone, an iPad, an Apple TV, and even an Apple Watch. Then the store employees will get that product ready to go and then notify you, usually via text message. Have no idea why this service took so long to get up and running in the UK, but nonetheless, it's just in time for Christmas. Yay! Well, ITV player people, you can say goodbye to that. Why? Well, because ITV says they're going to replace it with Hub. Yeah, the British broadcaster has completely redone its TV streaming service. A whole new design and complete new navigation to go all around, which is pretty good for the navigation part because ITV's navigation, you kind of sucked before, didn't it? Yeah. Channels are now separated into different tabs with a large video player at the top of each one, making it a heck of a lot more user-friendly experience now. So if you were a little sad waking up this morning, UK, thinking my ITV player's gone away. No, just gotta upgrade to the Hub. Xiaomi is back in the news with some cheap stuff again. It actually looks pretty good, gotta be said. Now, it was just a couple of months ago that Xiaomi actually introduced the Redmi Note 2. But they figured, nah, why not do an upgrade already? So the Redmi Note 3, yeah, it's out now. The price is gonna knock you off your feet, though. $141, not too bad at all. And with that $141, you get that 5.5-inch 1080p display, the MTK X10 processor, which, by the way, that's exactly the same one that was on the Redmi Note 2, 2 gigabytes of RAM, and 16 gigabytes of storage. Now, if those specs just ain't quite enough for you, well, they do have a little bit bumped up one. You gotta pay up a little bit more, though, about $30 more to get 3 gigabytes of RAM and 32 gigabytes of storage. Now, yeah, it has to be said, these phones are a little bit pricier than its predecessor, but with the new models, you're getting that new fingerprint sensor at the back and metal casing. So, I guess all in all, not too bad. It's still budget-worthy, but it also has a little class now. Hey, while we're talking about Xiaomi, let's just stay with news in China, shall we? As has been said for the longest time, you're probably going to need a VPN in China if you really want to watch anything outside of China. China's fully aware of this and now's going to start blocking your VPN. This is all according to the New York Times. Seems that local police are cutting off cellular connectivity for people found using foreign messaging apps and software to evade Chinese internet filters. Actually, this news leaked out via a Chinese citizen who wants to remain anonymous, and I can understand why, shared a text with the New York Times, which stated, "Due to police notice, we will shut your cell phone number within the next 2 hours in accordance with the law." Now, I'm sure this is translated from Chinese. Probably sounded a lot harsher in Chinese, I have a feeling. So, travelers, be forewarned when you're heading over to the Great Firewall of China. Looks like they're enforcing this even harder now. And finally, we all know that when we go to the doctor, we got something wrong with us, they're going to have to stick us up to about every wire that's possible. Pretty uncomfortable, isn't it? Not to mention that you look down and you kind of freaked out at it, too. Well, apparently researchers at MIT felt that, yes, maybe people do feel that way, and they've done something about it. So, they have developed a tiny vital sign monitor. How tiny is it? Well, you swallow it. Nope, not kidding. You swallow the thing. It's actually a pill-sized capsule that contains sensors that allows it to track the heart rate and breathing from inside you. This electro pill also monitors the acoustic waves reverberating through your body using a tiny little microphone. Researchers say that getting vital signs from inside the body actually has a lot of advantages, including that the patient can actually be mobile when data is being acquired continuously. Yeah, I'd say that's the major factor one. I don't have to pull machines around. However, though, if you're excited, I'm about to let you down. Why? Well, yeah, this is a prototype. Don't be looking for it at your nearest hospital anytime soon. Hey, as cool as this sounds, there's just one thing racking the back of my brain. How does it come out? Because if it comes out the way I think it's going to come out, yeah, I might just take those little sticky pads on my chest instead. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Get on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow with your Thursday installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your hump day is going well for you. And thank you so much for listening.